Thank you very much for holding. How are you doing today, Cindy?
I am fine, and I'm sorry about that, Ethan. I just did not hear the phone. It's normally near me.
No worries, Cindy. No worries at all. But, you know, we scheduled a call on Saturday as well. I tried calling you multiple times.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I am sorry.
No worries. No worries at all. So how was your day?
Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
This is my day off, and tomorrow will be, and Saturday will be, okay?
So basically, let me just put a reminder. Can you tell me the days?
To be very honest, we do not entertain
the
for the off, right?
Tell me that what?
The days. You know, today is your off. Then after this.
Yes. Then after this is tomorrow, which is Friday. I have Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays off.
Thursday, Friday, and Saturdays are off, right? So I can call you
yes.
on these days.
Anytime.
No worries. Thank you very much for that. Now, do you remember we need to discuss about the pre-hype marketing for the book as well, and we need to come up with the new strategies, right?
Yes.
So this is a good time to talk about it.
Yes.
First of all, is there someone, you know, who's looking for your marketing, who's looking for the marketing of the book?
Not that I know of.
Mm-hmm. Now, let me tell you one thing. You know, first of all, keep one thing in mind. Whenever we go for the marketing, you know, I would suggest I personally suggest my clients to go for the marketing, you know, make a ratio of at least 70 to 30, like 70 and 30%, right? 30% of the book goes into the writing and, you know, editing and maybe publishing as well. 70% of the efforts goes into the marketing. If you make 70% of the efforts, right, your book will be successful. And your book, you know, it's in written. You can take this in written from me, that if you put, you know, 70% of your efforts in marketing and 30% of it in the writing and other services, you can, you know, it can be a bestseller. There are chances that it can be a bestseller. So I personally suggest my clients to invest in marketing as much as they can. And now, you know, let's start with the marketing plan. Let me tell you 2 to 3 services that are really important in marketing. Now, if you want to, you know, promote your book, what's the first thing comes up in your mind?
For marketing?
Yes.
Well, people need to know
from you. Yeah, I just need
about it.
From you. What do you say?
Okay.
People
need to know about it.
That's amazing, you know, and that's correct. Maybe you are on the right point. People need to know about your product, whatever it is. If it's book, if it's, you know, maybe we are talking about, let me give you an example. If we are talking about, you know, an online cell phones website, right? That cell phone is your product.
Yes.
You already have that. But if you put out that word, that is cold marketing, right? And that is something that you need. People need to know about what
I've told quite a few of my coworkers at work.
Mm-hmm.
My family is waiting for my book.
Mm-hmm. That is, you know, that is amazing. You need to put out the word. Whoever you meet, you can tell them about your book, that, you know, something new is coming and you are writing this and that. That way, you know, they will have some interest in the book. And whenever it will be launched, will be released, they're going to, you know, once it will be published, they will be the first one to buy that.
Exactly. And that's what they're waiting for. I know quite a few of my friends at work keep asking me how it's going and when they're going to be able to order it because they want it.
When it's going out, right?
Yes.
And that's, you know, that is something people, you know, once, if you put the words out to people, you know, if you, what happens, there will be a curiosity between people, right? Among people, they will think about the book as what basically, you know, same as movies. Same goes for movies. Whenever, you know, someone is directing a movie, someone is acting in the movie, celebrities do tell people about their movies, right? Directors do tell about
yes.
their movies. And that way,
yes.
people have some curiosity what they are directing or what they are writing. If writers also do that for the movies. Now, same way, most of the authors do that for the book as well.
I hear you. Back a few years, I was sent by the original publisher author house to what they called a pitch fest.
Mm-hmm.
I went to New York in Manhattan and pitched my book to quite a few producers and filmmakers.
Yep.
And it was just to get the news out there about the book.
Mm-hmm.
So I've done that also.
Did something amazing happen?
Well, actually, back then I didn't know my ex business partners had messed up the book so bad. It didn't make sense, not understandable.
No worries, you know.
And
maybe that's not the right time, but maybe now is the right time to go for that.
I think it is because I'm, you know, now that I've had a chance to go through it a couple times,
mm-hmm.
I think I've straightened out just about everything that was, you know, sabotaged about it.
Mm-hmm. No,
and it's been a, you know, you guys have been so helpful
mm-hmm.
about my being able to do that.
Yep. Thank you very much. Now, you know, if you're talking about the book, obviously that's our job. We need to guide our clients what to do, what's the next step, or, you know, maybe like the way we did. We tried to convince you into making the book too, right? Just
yes.
What happens, you know, when you go for the book too, same thing. At the end of the book, there is a kind of a cliffhanger. People will have some curiosity about the book too as well. They will think about the book. They will think what's going to happen in the next one, right?
Yes. Well, they're going to be anxious to find out what happened.
Yeah, they're going to be anxious to find out what's coming in the next book. And that same goes for the movies as well.
Well, to be honest with you, when I first wrote it back in 2008, my author house tried to tell me that it was a two-parter.
Mm-hmm.
That I should have made two books out of it.
Oh. So someone...
But I didn't listen. You know, I thought, no, that can't be right. I didn't think people would buy it, you know.
Yeah.
But now, you know, now that I've had a chance to and gone out there and actually pitched my book,
mm-hmm.
I think this is going to be the best thing to do. I think that's what was waiting to happen.
I think we are on the same page because, you know, that's the main reason of dividing the content into two books, right?
Right.
So, obviously, we are talking, you know, I believe we are on the same page talking about the movies, right? Pitching your book
yes.
for the movie. Now, if you're talking about your book one, we are currently working on one, book one as well, and second one as well, right? Now,
yes.
Like, I think you are understanding quite the same, right? If we talk about the marketing services. So, same way. First thing that comes into the game is the ebook creator. Have you ever heard about it?
No.
So, have you seen trailers for movies?
No, I haven't.
No? Maybe you have seen trailers for series or movies.
Oh, trailers! I'm sorry, I'm misunderstanding because my hearing is not as well as it used to be.
No worries.
Trailers,
so,
yes. I know about trailers. I know about previews.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I know all about them.
You know about the short videos for the book. You know about the trailers. You have seen those. Now, whenever there is a movie coming out, you know, maybe before 3 months, they launch a trailer for the movie just to, you know, just to put out the word, just to give the glimpse to the audience of how what the movie is about and what the story of the movie is. And that way, that same way, you know, we can do for the book as well.
I hear you.
That is the first thing that,
and
you know.
Just so you know, oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Just so you know, back in 2008, there were people already telling me, I want the movie. I want to go see the movie. Make a movie out of it.
Mm-hmm.
They kept telling me that.
Because they can see a strong content in your book, right? That's the first thing.
Yes. Yes.
Now, you know, that way we can advertise using a video because, you know, let me explain you one thing. Advertising and using a video has a stronger appeal, right? 96% of the readers find videos helpful. And when making a purchase decision, you know, they usually go for, you know, searching online on the internet, and if they find some kind of videos, if they find some kind of visuals, then they, you know, it helps them to buy that, right?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
So that's the first
very
thing
much
that I would suggest you to go for. Go for an ebook trailer. We can do that for you. There is a process for ebook trailer as well. If you need me to explain it, I'm gonna explain it to you.
Okay.
Now that way we create a trailer for you for the book. Along with that,
okay,
what we usually offer a 15 days of pre-hype marketing as well. When we create the trailer, we launch that, we market that online on the social media platforms, right, for 15 days. That's absolutely for free.
Yes. Okay.
So that's the first thing, you know, ebook trailer. Let me guide you the process. Let me tell you how we are going to do that, you know, how we are going to make a trailer for you, because it's, you know, it's based on the mutual understanding. It's based on, you know, your ideas as well. It's your book. You need to come up with new
okay
ideas, right? So first of all,
yes,
what happens over here, whenever you sign for the ebook trailer, we are going to send you the questionnaire that you have to fill it in, right? There will be questions according
yes
to your scenes. There will be a breakdown for the scenes for your understanding. And once you send us the, you know, the filled questionnaire, once you answer all the questions, we will go ahead and write a synopsis for your trailer. That particular synopsis will send to you just because, you know, we can get an idea from your side. And also you can approve that whether you like the synopsis or not, you know, whether you want to change something in the synopsis or you want to go the same way, right?
Yes.
Once we are done that, once you have approved all of it, then what we do, the last step is voiceover. We will do the voiceover for the trailer. You can do it by yourself as well if you have, you know, right equipment for your recording, or if you think you have a great voice, you can do that as well by yourself. Or otherwise, you know, we will do the voiceover.
Okay. Okay.
So that way, we create the trailer, we launch it, we release it online on YouTube, social media platforms like Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and we do the marketing for that.
Okay.
That is something I would suggest you to go for first. Because otherwise, you know, there are a lot of services that you can go for the marketing, you know, one by one. But, you know, I don't want to rush it in. I just want you to go step by step. And, you know, like I told you, creating awareness is not, you know, it can be small and step by step as well.
Okay. I think I'm hearing you right.
Yeah, how does this sound to you, by the way, ebook trader?
Okay.
So you think, right, your book has something and we can create a trader. We can create an amazing trader for you.
Oh,
book.
Yes. It has, I think it has lots of things.
I think it has potential as well. That's why, you know, I explained to you about the trailer. And we also created some trailers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We also created some trailers as well. I'm going to send you the links. You're going to see it. You know, I'm going to send all of the information to you over the email. Okay? So you can have everything in writing as well. Whenever you want to read it, whenever you want to understand it again, you can just open your email and see the trailers as well. You can see the links, and you can see the, you know, work as well, what we have did with other clients' trailer, you know, other clients' book.
Okay. So
it will be an ebook teaser with the, you know, 15 days of pre-ad marketing.
Okay.
Besides that, let me just confirm your email first of all, because I think I do have it.
Well, I know Sheldon does.
Yes, I also do have your email. It's creativelycd@yahoo.com, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Also, you know, Cindy, your voice is breaking up over here. Let me just call you from another number, all right? Give me Yeah, I'm going to call you.
Okay.
I am calling you right away.
All right.
Here we go. Bye for now.
Okay.